following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good morning, Refuge. Pastor Shaddy here, and I have a special guest with me today. You might see this brother all around the church. I see him all over the place. I finally got to talk to him, and Danny was filled, is filled with the Holy Spirit, and I just wanted him to share a little bit of what God is doing in his life. So Danny, take it away, brother.
Well, the long and the short of it, I'm grateful for the fact that God's been taking me from moment to moment. And just recently, this week, I've had an injury on my left leg. And technically, I went to the doctor that Wednesday of last week, and they took x-rays. And allegedly, they said that there's supposed to be some fluid on my leg. So this week and next week, I hope to schedule an MRI. I'm praying that it's not fluid, and I'm fine. I'm scared, to be honest, because I thought I'd end up not being able to work and not have a job. But you know what? God always shows up in the midst of our storms. Just like he showed up in the midst of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He didn't send an angel, he showed up. And to give you an idea, King Nebuchadnezzar himself said, "Could then we throw three guys in the fire?" So why is there a fourth person in there, and why does he look like the Son of God? I rest my case on that one. The second thing, I've been through that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego moment, and I've been through the Daniel and the lion's den moment. Now, he sent an angel for Daniel. Daniel was praying the whole time before he got in there. He prayed when he got in there, and he spent the whole night using those lions as pillows. So my point is, I want to let you know that of every storm, my point is every storm we've been through, everything I've been through in my entire life, God's been in the midst of it. So if you're thinking he's not in the midst of your storm, your problem, your anxiety, your hurt, your pain, the war in Ukraine, whatever's going on in the world, God's in the midst of it. I love when people say stuff like, "Well, if he's supposed to be so powerful, why is he letting things happen?" Well, see, first of all, it's not our place to know what he's doing. He knows. He knows his plan. He knows his purpose. He's going to fulfill it. Regardless of how it looks to us, our little minds can't even begin to comprehend what he can do. So long story short, I just want to remind you and encourage you the fact that God is still in control of everything in this world. We have to do one thing and one thing only. Trust him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, brother. It's a good word.
That's the one I got to say. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here right now, to be honest with you. And I get real nervous around cameras, to be honest with you. But when it comes to talking about Jesus, I get real excited. And I want to make sure it comes out fluidly. Because if you knew what I knew and knew what I've been through, you'll realize God's been in my life for so long. I mentioned earlier about Pastor Chuck. July the 12th, 1995, I was supposed to be in a blood spot on the 57 freeway in Brea, California. True story. And at exactly 1 o'clock in the morning, I just finished listening to Pastor Chuck. Now, when I got to that bridge, I was supposed to be figuring out which lane was it going to jump off of to make the most effect, between the high-speed lane or the low-speed lane. And while I was contemplating the idea at my lowest point in my life, I heard a voice clear as a bell said, "Turn around." In the same speech pattern, the same everything, told me to turn around. The second I turned around, I thought it was a person behind me. Come to find out, it wasn't. That same voice said again, "Go home." I get emotional for every time I even mention it. But the fact of the matter is, that night, July 12, 1995, I was not supposed to be here. But the hand of God showed up and saved me. So don't ever tell me this nonsense that God is not real and God doesn't work. Yes, he does. But again, I'm going to say it again. You have to trust in the Lord Jesus, because he doesn't play. When he comes for you, he's going to do it. He said it in his word, plain and simple. Show up. He'll show up for you. And when he shows up, he shows out. Trust in the power and the name of the Lord Jesus. That's the only thing I can tell you. If you don't get anything of what I just told you, trust in the name of the Lord Jesus. I guarantee you, everything I'm saying is not going in vain. And number two, he always comes through. Everybody else that you put your depend on, and everything you claim to say is supposed to be your family, your friend, your whatever, they ain't gonna be there when the chips are down. Everybody can be there when things are going good, but I double dog dare you for them to show up when things are going bad. If they can hold your hand in the midst of that storm, that's the one you keep. Stay away from the ones that's only good when the sun is shining, when everything's going good, when you filthy rich and happy. When you're down to your last 2 cents, the one that's sitting next to you, handing next to you, and get their hand on your leg or hand on your shoulder or holding your hand tight, that's the one you better hold on to. And you wanna know 98.9% of the time is Jesus himself. If you're blessed to have somebody else that you love to hold your hand, that's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, I don't have that yet. But Jesus, you know what? I know where he is. I don't have to, and the other thing I want to mention, if you ever wonder where Jesus is in your life, you need to figure out another one. The only one who moved is you. God don't move. God ain't going nowhere. He owns the universe. He's here. He's with us right now, in the midst of us right now. He's the one that tells us, trust me.
Amen. Thank you very much, Danny. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life